Aloha, this is Chuck Dicker again, talking again with the Vic Maui International Yacht Club race. I'm with the captain of Avalon right now, and it's Peter Schmidt. He's from the Rowing Club of Vancouver, and they just finished the longest crossing international race that we have alive right now. It's the longest point-to-point race in the world. And anyway, I wanted to chat with Peter about this. Tell me a little bit about the adventures that you had and some of your highlights.
Well, it all started 2 years ago when I decided to join the Vic Maui race. And it took a lot of preparation in selecting the crew, preparing the boat. And it was a great time. And the crew we have on Avalon is one of the best you can get. And I'm in Canada since 2008. And Avalon as well. So, and I'm from Europe, from Holland. I did a lot of sailing in Europe and the Atlantic and the North Sea, but the Vic Maui race is quite different. It's such an extremely long distance. When you sail, for instance, from Holland to Norway, it's 360 miles. To Scotland is 420 miles. This is 2,500 miles. So it's the distances are extremely longer. And but I was worried about the crew who were not very experienced in offshore sailing. But how did they do it for such a long time at sea? But they did. Excellent. They did fantastic. So we had a great time. We didn't have very. We blew one of our spinnakers just before the finish line. It was the one we bought recently with the Dutch flag, red, white, and blue, and it's flashed all over.
Shredded. So, and was that part of the storm, you think, that came across and hit Maui really bad?
No, we were
just pushing it.
After the storm.
Yeah, after the storm.
Yeah. But this was a light air spinnaker, and the wind we were in was too strong for that spinnaker.
Okay. Well, you know, thank you so much for this insight, and we're going to try to get back with one more after the commercial break. But I